Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I get a text from you on Saturday, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not the only one. I got texts from a few people that were saying, please let this Tom Herman wrinkle in the Ohio State story be true.
Well,
don't believe anything that you read.
If you don't mind, I'd like to take a step back one day to Friday.
Okay.
And mention what I'm sort of teased before the break.
Yeah.
We're at Little Woodrow's in Edo on Friday. Great show. John McClain joined us.
It was a good show.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And as is usually the case, I usually bring about 8 reams of paper with me to every show.
Absolutely. That's your gimmick.
All right. That's an exaggeration, but I had a lot of stuff. And a lot of it, I don't get to. A lot of it, we don't get to,
There would have to be 36 hours in a day, and we would have to do a show that entire day for us to get everything you have on your papers.
I have a legitimate talk show disorder, and it involves needing to be surrounded by reams and reams of paper to feel as if I am fully prepared to do the show. One of the stories I brought with me on Friday to Little Woodrow's that kind of got lost in the shuffle that I completely forgot to bring up was something that Ohio State sports writer named Jeff Snook had posted on his Facebook page the night before on Thursday night. And there were quotes from Courtney Smith's mom and from Zach Smith's mom. So her own mom, as well as her mother-in-law, who you might expect to support her son, the ex-husband.
What did they say?
That she's full of crap.
Yeah.
That essentially she's been scheming and planning to bring down her husband and Urban Meyer for some time by hurling all these allegations that she's made. And this is unbelievable. Her own mom even said that she witnessed her, I guess, on a staircase, refusing to get out of his way. And he didn't want to cause a confrontation. So he literally picked her up by her two arms to move her out of his way to avoid a confrontation. And then she immediately took pictures of his finger marks on her arms to claim that those were the bruises
according to her mom
during her abuse.
Yeah.
According to her mom.
Yeah. 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 And this, we should say, this all goes back. It seems like the genesis of this dysfunctional relationship, or at least of the alleged abuse, or the, I guess we'll call it the contact portion of their relationship, comes from Zach Smith being, infidelity.
Yes.
He cheated on her.
Right.
And that got Courtney Smith understandably angry.
Well, apparently, if you believe all these stories, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yeah.
And hell hath no fury like a coach in the state of Texas who loses a prize Lone Star recruit.
Okay, this is another Jeff Snook story.
Yes.
That he said, he tweeted over the weekend, that he found out who the tipster was for Brett McMurphy in this story, and it's none other than former Ohio State offensive coordinator, former University of Houston head coach, and current Texas Longhorn head coach, Tom Herman.
That's the first of many times you'll hear that.
Yeah, so Jeff Snook, and I guess we should say, like, people are probably wondering, okay, who's Jeff Snook? He is somebody who covers the Buckeye.
He's an alum
football program
of Ohio State.
Okay.
He's written a few books on the program.
Okay, so he does not cover them on a daily basis.
He's described as an Ohio State sports writer.
Okay.
So, you know, plenty of people are, and I think you can make the case that there's some bias involved here.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Guy's an alumni of the school.
Right.
And he's written books about the school. Like, you know, Brett McMurphy is, you know, he's an actual reporter. He does these types of stories for a living.
Right.
He, with each person who's tried to refute his story, Brett McMurphy, at the very least, has brought up text messages that were shared with him that involve conversations that tend to refute the other side's story in this whole thing. I'm not saying Brett McMurphy is God in this whole thing, and that you know, if anybody on the Ohio State thing, on the Ohio State side of this thing, brings up an opinion contrary to Brett McMurphy, we should just use Brett McMurphy, his presence in this story, as some sort of smart bomb to diffuse any right. sort of anti-rhetoric that comes up Brett McMurphy's way. But in this case, I will take the investigative reporter over the guy who's an alumnus of the school who writes books about the school.
The alumnus also reported that Herman had it out for Zach Smith to the extent that he tipped off, as you mentioned, McMurphy on the incidents from a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then McMurphy got on the trail and uncovered public documents and broke this thing wide open. But that the source of Herman having it out for Zach Smith was that a 5-star receiver by the name of Garrett Wilson, who committed to Ohio State in April out of Lake Travis High in Austin, had been considering both Texas and Ohio State, and Ohio State won. The allegation is that Herman was so incensed over losing Garrett Wilson, he, ratted out Zach Smith to Brett McMurphy.
Okay. Do you believe that story? Do you believe
seems
this, Tom?
Seems far-fetched.
Yeah. Here's
and both Herman and his wife, interestingly enough, coaches' wives are a big part of this story.
A huge part of this story.
Have both gone public and say there's absolutely nothing to those allegations.
The one thing Herman has admitted that was part of the whole Snook story was that Herman and his wife did give Courtney Smith money.
Financial assistance,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, she needed money at some point. They gave her money. They were not clear. Herman was not clear as to what the money was for. But there is part of Snook's story that says that the Hermans basically helped her pay for her divorce from Zach Smith. So Herman did admit to, yeah, we gave her some money. She needed money at the time and we're friends of hers.
Right.
Here's my feeling on this, Rich, is I'll preface this by saying I think Tom Herman, I think people know how I feel about Tom Herman as a coach. I think he's a really good football coach. I think he's, to me, I get a vibe off of Tom Herman that by hook or by crook, he's going to be successful anywhere he goes coaching football. And I think Texas is going to be, I think Texas is going to be really good under Tom Herman. I think he's a good college football coach. I also think there's a good chance he's an unhinged lunatic. That said, I don't know that he's unhinged enough to where he loses a recruit and then decides to start some sort of, mob style blood war over, trying to get Urban Meyer right. fired and bring the entire Ohio State program down.
The possibility that this is true is sort of a tabloid, sort of delicious possibility.
I'm not saying it's impossible.
No, I'm not saying it's impossible yeah. either, but I'm saying it's far-fetched
yes.
to think that Tom Herman would be motivated because of a recruiting incident to do something like this to a former coworker.
Yeah, although, he and Urban have not been, it seems like on the best of terms since he left there. I know that.
I don't know anything about that.
Urban made some comments last year directly about Tom Herman. When Herman lost to Maryland in week one, we'll get to Maryland some point.
I forgot about that.
When Herman lost to Maryland in week one and his comments were more, they were less about here's why we lost the game and taking ownership of it. It was more about, I came into this program and we inherited these players, basically like saying, hey, these aren't really my guys, that kind of thing. And Urban Meyer took umbrage to that because Urban Meyer's basically walked into every program he's ever been a part of as a head coach and won immediately. He did it at Bowling Green. He did it at Utah. He did it at Florida. And he did it at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer's a great coach. He wins early everywhere he goes. So I think, Urban kind of took offense to that and directly took a shot at Tom Herman saying those things. And I don't know how great it's been since the two of them. Since then, the article that Snook had on there said that Zach Smith and Tom Herman used to work really closely when they were at Ohio State together. And that when Tom Herman left right. for U of H, that bridge got burned somehow.
The fact that Courtney Smith's own mother, who apparently she is estranged from over all of this, not a big surprise, basically backed up the allegations of Zach Smith's mom. Like I said, you would expect Zach Smith's mom to have his back. You would not expect Courtney Smith's mom to have Zach's back as well. According to the story I read, the quote is, they found out what we knew a long time ago, that she acts crazy. This is her own mom, especially when she drinks too much. She would do anything to get back at Zach, and they fought more when alcohol was involved. It was common knowledge.
I wonder how much of it is.
Wow.
I wonder how much of it goes back to what we've talked about in cases like this before, and specifically with this case, is that Courtney Smith has put Zach Smith in a position where if the stories all hold up right now, and everybody out there thinks that Zach Smith is a domestic abuser who repeatedly abused his wife over 6 years, he's never going to get hired anywhere ever again. And I wonder how much of it is that is, you know, from the Courtney Smith side of things, her mom looking at the overall big picture of this and going, man, I wonder who's going to support my grandkids when it comes. I wonder who's going to support my my daughter.
Right.
Now, it's sad that it has to come to that kind of thing. And I'm not saying that's definitely what the case is. I'm just trying to illustrate potential scenarios as to why Courtney Smith's mom would be doing this other than the truth. And maybe the truth is that she's a wackadoo.
Unhinged.
Who, when she drinks, she gets crazy. I will say this. If this all stems from Zach Smith cheating on her originally, then he, you know, like I have a hard time feeling any sympathy for him, whether he's getting railroaded or not. Like, don't cheat on your wife. And then right. This type of stuff doesn't happen.
Look, you know me, Sean. Don't cheat on your wife is something I strongly believe as well. But if you do cheat on your wife, you don't deserve to have your reputation destroyed.
I'm not saying he does, but I just don't feel a lot of remorse for him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel sorry for him.
Well, if she's fabricated these allegations, I do feel sorry for him.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, look, on the one hand, obviously, you know, he was playing with fire and he got burned. But my goodness, if your wife, and isn't it a crime? If she fabricated allegations, that's a crime. That's a crime against him.
But this would mean, okay, do you think she fabricated every allegation?
I don't know. I'm just saying if she did, I do have some sympathy for him. Nobody deserves to be railroaded.
Because this goes back to Gainesville in 2009. I mean, this would be her fabricating 6 years worth of abuse. That part is hard for me to believe that Zach Smith at some point in those 6 years wouldn't go, you know, wouldn't back out of the relationship himself and get a lawyer and say, okay, I got to get out of this before these false accusations against me. And by the way, Rich, if they're false accusations, why is he not suing Ohio State for wrongful termination?
Well, number
one,
he's
just sitting back and taking it.
Right. Number one, we're very early on.
Yeah, but he's done interviews now where he backs Ohio State.
Right, exactly. And, you know, perhaps contractually he doesn't have a leg to stand on because he was found in violation of the restraining order, and she did have to obtain a protective order against him. Perhaps in his deal there's no defense for that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either. It seems like someone who's getting railroaded like this would be protesting a little more at losing their job, would have found at some point in the last 6 years to back away from a relationship where eventually you're going to be set up to look like he looks right now.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time believing that there's been nothing going on in that relationship through the years that Zach Smith has somehow been a victim for 6 years is really, really difficult for me to wrap my brain around.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I just don't understand where their stuff is coming from Courtney's mom.
Yeah.
That's the thing that throws everything off for me.
Yeah.
Her own mother is basically saying she's not believable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's shocking.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we got to get to this Maryland story at some point as well. But we'll...
Two Big Ten head football coaches on administrative
leave. Two out of 14. Who's next? We need an odds board for that, Bovada. We need odds on who the next Big Ten coach is going to be that's going to get put on paid administrative leave. Is Harbaugh like a minus...
Name runs with Schmarbaugh.
Is Harbaugh like a minus 200 favorite? He's going to strangle a GA or something at practice because he's so stressed out right now. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.